Dailish for Thursday, October 19th. It's 11 degrees, feels like 9 degrees Celsius with the old wind chill, winter, whatever. But this is not a weather podcast. This episode of Dailish is brought to you by Patreon supporters, possibly like you. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can check out how you can support my podcasting efforts, and you can join a host of other awesome folks doing the so there. And it's also brought to you by, decided to throw in a little extra by a random shout out thing, Good Mythical Morning, a YouTube show that distracted me for about 50 minutes or so while I was trying to record this episode. You can check it out, youtube.com/users/red and linked2. Probably easier just to Google it, Good Mythical Morning. I don't always watch it, but today it just happened to distract me. So there you go. Apologies for any extra kid noises in the background of yesterday's episode. Sometimes when I'm recording, I start into a sentence and that's right. The moment they decide that it's important to fight over who gets to use the Batman minifig Lego character that 2 minutes earlier nobody was even interested in. So sometimes they make their shouts, their banging, their whatever makes it into the episodes. And I just think of that as, you know, character as, an extra character in the episode that sometimes you all get to hear what it's like to work in where I work sometimes. I was originally going to record this and just rant off of whatever happened to come out of my mouth at the time, and then I started writing some notes and ended up with a whole bunch of stuff, and so we'll see where this goes. But lately, when it comes to recording Dailyish and almost anything creative, whether it's a podcast or screencast recordings of how to use software, writing posts for my Lemon Productions blog, there's a "you're an idiot" monkey that slowly climbs up my back all day. I start off in the morning doing fine, optimistic, today's the day, fresh coffee. Yesterday was crap, but today will be different. Monkey's not going to get to me. And then as the day goes on, that monkey sort of sneaks into my office, even the door is locked. He starts throwing bananas at my head, saying things like, "Hey, you still haven't recorded anything, you idiot." I ignore it for a while, but then it moves closer and stands beside me, yanking on my arm, slapping my hand with a banana peel and saying stuff like, "Why don't you try recording a video for that software? I bet it'll turn out awesome, just like all the other crap you did." And really heavy on the sarcasm, obviously monkeys, I guess, love sarcasm. So I think to myself, yeah, I'll record a video showing how awesome this new app is I'm using, because I love sharing that with other people, and especially when it comes to tech stuff. And I'm sure they'll find it interesting and maybe check it out too. And that's really where my motivation comes for it. So I go about writing a script, setting up a recording, drafting a blog post, whatever it is, and then I hit record, or I get to the second paragraph. And that's when the monkey jumps up onto my back and smushes a banana into my hair and whispers in my ear, "That totally sucked, man. Look at how much time you've wasted. How all you have to show for it is that." And by that point, the monkey kind of seems right. It's 2 hours later, it's lunchtime, or it's the end of the day, and I actually do have nothing to show for it. Except maybe a boring video attempt or a draft of an episode that feels stupid now that I see it on the screen. Which is where I'm sitting right now, staring at my notes for this episode, about to hit record, and knowing by the time I'm done that the monkey will be ready to smash that banana on my head. But for this time anyway, I'm saying, screw you, monkey. Not this time. Take your banana and split. Sorry for the awful pun. I know that tomorrow that monkey will be back, though, and I'll have to try and fight it off again. Some days are definitely better than others. The thing is, I don't want the idiot monkey to win. I know that each time I push past its insults and finish whatever thing I'm working on, I feel way better about myself and whatever I've created than I do if I let that monkey get me down and quit. So if you're hearing this, you know I've finished the episode. I hit save. I exported it. I went through the work of writing it up on the Good Stuff CMS, hitting publish, tweeting out whatever, sharing it into the world. So monkey didn't win this one. What does your idiot monkey tell you? You can tweet at me at iChris on Twitter or comment in our subreddit. Links will be in the show notes, of course, at goodstuff.fm/dailyish/219. Let me know what your idiot monkey is saying to you and how you keep the monkey out of your head and get it back in its cage. That's it for now. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a great day. Bye.